Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, December 11, 2008. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak endorsed a decision to allow flow of cash into Gaza banks. Meanwhile, Israeli military attacked two Palestinian cities. These news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Upon a request by Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak endorsed yesterday a decision to allow cash flows into Gaza banks. The cash-strapped Palestinian banks in Gaza have been forced to shut down over the past weekend due to a lack of Israeli shekel currency and U.S. dollars. Israel has been imposing restrictions on the transfer of funds for the past 2 months. The closure of banks has impacted thousands of households in Gaza amidst the major holiday of Eid al-Adha. In other news from Gaza, Israeli online Haaretz Daily reported that Hamas's influential leader in Gaza, Mahmoud al-Zahar, stated that his party is ready to release captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit once Israel has the courage to release Palestinian prisoners. Al-Zahar's remarks came in the backdrop of prolonged Egyptian mediation efforts for a swap deal between Israel and the ruling Hamas party, as Israel has refused so far a list of 1,400 Palestinian prisoners Hamas wants to see freed in a swap for Shalit. Hamas and the Popular Resistance Committees captured Shalit, who was an Israeli soldier, during a cross-border resistance attack on an Israeli army base in southern Gaza in June 2006. Also in Gaza, the armed wing of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, along with the Saraya al-Quds brigades of the Islamic Jihad, declared joint responsibility for an armed clash with